Little Sisters, A Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Scatterlings, Tortall, Sea Change, Pirates of the Caribbean, Series of Unfortunate Events, Chronicles of Narnia, Wheel of Time, Harry Potter, His Dark Materials, and the Once and Future King series crossover fic, written by Second Silk. Read by Black Glass. Chapter 1. Draco Malfoy. Dawn sneered at her captive, a weasel, and therefore deserving of scorn. But something steely in the girl's eyes caused Dawn to take a step back.
"Something scared you, Aurora?"
Draco laughed. Dawn spun to face him.
"Don't call me that," she snapped,
angry at having been caught out.
"It is your name," Draco said, sweetly.
To anyone else it would have been mocking, but Dawn could see the hint of reassurance in it. After all, they were only dealing with ragtag Gryffindors and the loony Ravenclaw girl. The first curse hit Dawn in the back, and she fell hard. Chapter 2. Rand Althor. Rand left the Winespring in a daze. He didn't notice the small shape that followed him out to the stables.
"I want to come too," a small voice said.
Rand looked down from where he was saddling Cloud.
"No."
If Tam wasn't his father, then Dawn wasn't his sister. Her face fell, threatening tears. Behind that there was the stubbornness of Two Rivers farmers.
"I have my own supplies. I don't want to leave you."
He sighed, but helped her saddle her horse.
"You'll have to explain yourself to Lan."
She nodded eagerly. "The Lightkeeper safe," he prayed. Chapter 3. Roger Parslow.
"Is it true, Lyra? Did the gobblers get my brother?"
Lyra felt tears welling up inside her. No one was worried. No one looking for him. Pan made himself as big as he could. Dawn stepped away from them. Pan tried to make himself more reassuring.
"Look so," Lyra said. "But I'll get him back if I can."
Dawn's puppy demon stepped out from behind her and tentatively inched towards Pantalaimon. Pan stepped forward to touch noses with him.
"You'll find him?"
Lyra nodded. She didn't know how to look after her sister, but Roger did, so she'd get him back. Chapter 4. Klaus and Violet Baudelaire. Sometimes, when a great disaster has befallen you, you might feel that the world is a bad place, and even your closest family are not worth knowing. Violet and Klaus did not feel like this, and Sunny was too young to know what she was feeling, but Dawn did. As she lay on her patch of floor in Count Olaf's house, she wished that she was somewhere else. This may not surprise you, because she had been very unlucky over the last few weeks, but Dawn felt that she belonged to a happier and luckier family, which lived somewhere else. Chapter 5. Peter and Susan Pevensey. Dawn woke up not knowing where she was. She blinked and remembered that the five of them had come through the wardrobe together and had tea with Mr. and Mrs. Beaver. Someone was moving around the small house now, and Dawn narrowed her eyes to see who it was.
"Edmund?"
He was startled to hear his name and almost dropped his coat.
"Hush, Dawn," he said sharply.
"Why are you going outside?"
I can't sleep. I'm just going out for some air."
Dawn closed her eyes and didn't notice that Edmund never came back until Mrs. Beaver woke them. Chapter 6. Elizabeth Swan. Will stepped forward. Dawn dodged that strike and blocked the next, but soon found herself pinned against the wall. She sighed and threw her sword onto the ground. "Miss Dawn, if I'm going to teach you anything, you will show proper respect for your equipment."
"Sorry,"
Dawn mumbled, and bent to retrieve her weapon. "Will, are you teaching Dawn again?" her sister asked. Elizabeth opened the workshop door, and frowned at the sight before her. "You married a pirate, Elizabeth. She just doesn't want me to be better than her," she told Will, settling back onto the balls of her feet. Chapter 7. Craig and Jules Jelly. Dawn had been to many interesting places. She'd been over the rainbow, visited the Pyrenees, and explored the Great Barrier Reef. They had almost made it to Cuba once, before Bucket had crashed his boat on their way. Wherever she went, Jules never came. She thought the whole thing was silly. The chances of them actually getting to Cuba, or going back to the Galapagos Islands, were getting thinner, because her father wanted to rebuild the bridge. Then there would be no more hiding from Jules. Something was wrong today. They were going to the other side of the bay. Chapter 8. The Tortall Gods. Dawn stood half a step behind her brother, so he wouldn't notice her. She wanted to see these humans for herself, and Weyren's daughter. Something was coming. Mithros liked to pretend that everything was going to be all right forever, but the Badger and Guy Nell were getting worried. Dawn snuck away as they began to question them. Councils were always boring. They weren't the beginning of anything. But Isolde was. Everyone felt it, and Dawn ran to take her place between Mithros and Kiprioth, who grinned. But they couldn't let their sister out, not even to just see what might happen. Chapter 9. Ford of the Scatterlings. Dawn stared at her brother's retreating back, long after it disappeared into the trees. She knew he wasn't really her brother, but her own brother, and they had shared both parents, had died before the Scatterlings had found her, and Ford had explained the new rules to her. "He had to leave," Martha said. Dawn shook her head and let the old woman lead her away. She didn't think he would have left her voluntarily, but it still hurt. Nothing was the same since that Merlin girl had come. She claimed remembering she'd never had, and got to keep Ford. Chapter 10. Guinevere. "Dawn, come sit by me," Guinevere said. Dawn frowned. Her sister didn't call her that unless she was distracted. "Are you happy here?" "Very happy," Dawn said. "Are you?" "The world is very complicated, Gwar." Dawn wished she could pronounce the Welsh name like her sister, but she had spent too much time with Lancelot, who was French, as well as young and handsome. "It's Lancelot, isn't it?" She felt a stab of jealousy when Guinevere nodded, although she had always known he liked her. There was just working out what to do about her sister's duty to the king. End of story. Thanks for listening.